You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Hello, my name is Robin, and I am the host of the new show, The Automatopoeia Show, the show about comics. And that was the Ramones doing the Spider-Man theme, which will probably introduce my show almost all the time. But I like to shake it up a bit, so I'll probably have different theme songs from various cartoons. And maybe you'll have fun trying to figure out which cartoon it's from. Anyways, I wanted to start out this week with a short interview with me, because nobody knows who I am, and you guys might think I'm just some, you know, person off the street who thinks they know a little bit about comics and thinks they can do a show about comics, but actually I've been doing this for a very long time. So without further ado, I'm going to go straight to the interview. It was done by my friend Bernie Moreau, who's an amazing cartoonist in Montreal and a good friend of mine. He was so nice to do the interview for me. And yeah, without further ado, here we go. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and enjoy. Oh, whoops, that's not supposed to happen. Okay, so I gotta go down. There we go. Practice, I gotta practice. Let's try this again. It's blank. Oh no.
Turn my microphone on here.
I'm turning you on.
Yeah, hello. This is Jackie, the trainer.
This is my first time on this station. I've got the files already. I just don't...
Your file is empty.
Or no, it's not 48 gigabit.
Yeah,
then I should do this one?
Not in a proper format. We need a MP3 format or a WAV format.
Are you kidding?
No, not kidding.
No Winamp?
No.
But I'm using the Winamp player.
No,
I can't just
but
do
look,
this?
It's just, you could... No.
It's
in data form. Data is not a readable form in terms of listening.
My whole show has gone to hell in 5 minutes. Okay, well,
we're gonna have to convert it. So I
can
don't
we
know
do that?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's play another song.
I could do it on another computer.
How long
think
would that take?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's play another song. All the music today I picked because it's the show about me. And I kind of wanted to do different stuff. So I have like some hip hop and some, you know, interesting stuff. And so we'll just play it.
Question, are your songs also on your MP3 key?
Yeah. They're all here now, actually. All my songs are here.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to convert it on this computer. Anyway.
Well, we'll figure it out. It'll get done. It'll be all right.
Play it. Here
we go. So this is Swell. It's from a really ancient CD called Well. Nobody even really knows who these people are. I keep talking about them, but I guess they're too 90s alternative for anyone to really enjoy. But I just find every album that comes out by these guys, I really like it a lot. So without further ado, here's Swell.
Thank you. step and ever heard. Look at the end. I realize how much easier this will have been. Oh, if I can.
And you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, the show about comics, and we're going to blow your mind one comic book at a time. Currently, I'm kind of winging it because my interview is totally not going to play, I don't think. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. What you just listened to was The No Kids. They're from Vancouver, and I really like them. They're actually, part of them are in a band called Piano. So if you're a fan of them, then go check out The No Kids. But the song was called I Love the Weekends. And there's some really great songs on that CD. It's called Come Play at My House, and there's these two songs. Like I think that the lead singer spent some time in LA when he was recording this album, because there's two songs at the beginning of the CD that are really sort of like folky hip hop. Like, it's hard to explain. He's using like traditional hip hop beats, but he's doing them in a more like acoustic guitar way, and so it sounds sort of R&B, but strangely folky. It's very hard to explain, but it's very cool to listen to. And before that, we listened to Swell. This is a band I've been into for like 12 years. They've been around so long, and of course the whole shoegaze movement, whatever you want to call it. But they continually just write catchy hooks. I am always impressed by every album that comes out. And of course, I always find every album used in the used CD stores. People don't seem to like them as much as I do. But, you know, to each his own. Anyways, what we're going to do, I guess, or what I'm going to do is just tell you a little bit about myself, because you don't know who I am and the interview would have done it, but whatever. Anyways, so I used to do a show in Vancouver called The Onomatopoeia Show. Same show, same idea, same everything. It was 7 years that I did it, and it was at the University of British Columbia's radio station, CITR. And, you know, honestly, the only mistake I was really afraid of making today was continually calling the station CITR. I didn't ever anticipate that the interview wouldn't work. But anyways, 7 years of interviewing pretty much anyone you could possibly imagine, talking about various themes, anything about to do with comics. I talked about cartoons, action figures, children's books, because the illustrations are amazing, fashion illustration, sex comics, kids comics, superhero comics, alternative comics, just any kind of comic you can imagine. Movies about comics that are about, or movies that are about comics, or movies that were made from comics. Like, there's just anything and everything to do with comic books. I love it. And so the show was basically to brainwash everybody into liking comics as much as I did. And the gist of it was so that it could appeal to average everyday listeners and not be scared away by the daunting world of comics, because it is pretty much, a boys' club. A lot of the times women get really intimidated when they walk into comic book stores because they're leered at and treated like idiots. And I'm speaking from authority. And also, you just don't know where to start. There's so many bloody comics out there, and you just need somebody to help you, and that's me. Like, I'll be your tour guide. I'm going to help you. You know, if you only read books with no pictures, that's cool. I know I can find comics for you. If you only like movies and television and you're not into, you know, things that have words, that's okay. I can still find comics for you. There's comics out there for everybody, and that's what we're going to talk about on the show. So, what else can we talk about? Let's see, things that I've done regarding comics in the comic book world. Let's see, the big thing is I put together two anthologies for Little Sisters. This is a gay and lesbian bookstore in Vancouver, and they're currently fighting Canada Customs about censorship issues, because Canada Customs just takes what it feels like, because it thinks that we as Canadian citizens can't handle a lot of what gets published. There were two anthologies. There was a lot of big names in there. One was an X-rated book, the other one was G-rated. And it was all like the first book was all about the things that Canada Customs censors, and the second book was all about things that talking about censorship and why it's not a good idea. And so I did those. I've also did the radio show for 7 years. Also worked in comic book stores for on average about 5 years in total. Managed the book and comic emporium, the comic book aspect of it for a few years, and then helped run briefly the RX comic store in Vancouver. So like I know a lot about the background industry of comic books, as well with all the interviews I've done. Like I know I have a lot of contacts, so there's going to be, you know, amazing content in the days to come as well. What else have I done? Trying to remember. Oh, I've been published in various comic books as well. There's I've written stories and friends have illustrated them, and they've shown up in like True Porn 2 and Drippy Town Comics Gazette. And I just found out that a friend of mine named Jeffrey Ellis has published one of the book comics that we did together. I think it might have been Cloudscape Comics, or it could have been a mini comic. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't got all the details yet. But I've been appearing in the comic book world here and there sporadically. I've also done comic book reporting for the Comics Journal, which is, what, as far as I'm concerned, the preeminent comic book magazine. And yeah, there's so much stuff out there that I've done that, you know, doesn't, that ensures that you're not going to get a lame show, unlike this show. Oh, technology, how I love you. Anyway, so I guess we're just going to go to some more music and some other things. And you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I promise next week's show is going to be awesome. I'm going to talk about it a little bit more after the music break because, yeah, it's going to be good. And right now I'm going to play for you somebody that I got into recently, actually. This is a Ninja Tune group called TTC. It's my French-Canadian portion of the show, but they're not French-Canadian. But Ninja Tune's kind of Canadian. Who knows? Whatever. So TTC, it's called Travailler. I love it because I'm like learning French by listening to this wicked French rap. And yeah, without further ado. I should stop saying that. That's lame. CJLO 1690, here is TTC.
J'aime bien travailler, mais ça dépend des jours. Il y a des jours pour et des jours pour pas travailler. J'aime bien travailler, mais j'aime bien dormir aussi. Ce que je préfère, c'est quand je travaille au lit. J'aime bien travailler, mais le week-end je me la coule douce. Sirotant ce vin délicieux, merguez et couscous. J'aime bien travailler, est-ce que t'aimes bien travailler? J'aime énormément l'argent, c'est pourquoi j'aime bien travailler. Travailler, 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 travailler.
D'accord, ne compte pas sur nous. Faut qu'on remplisse ou un pas du temps et c'est fou. T'es dégoûté, tu fais une drôle de tête. Nous on va jamais en vacances, on est des fous. Ne compte pas sur nous. Faut qu'on remplisse ou un pas du temps et c'est fou. T'es dégoûté, tu fais une drôle de tête. C'est parce que t'es laissé, continue là où tu t'arrêtes.
Lorsque je me lève le matin, il est déjà 2h de l'après-midi. Et j'ai mal dormi, quelques minutes dans la salle de bain. J'ai déjà allumé mon ordi, et c'est mal parti. J'avale en vitesse un bout de pain, des céréales et un jus de raisin. J'avais pas de tartine, mille emails à mailer pour demain. Je devrais boucler ça en un tour de main, mais j'ai pas envie. J'ai plusieurs milliards de rendez-vous, quelqu'un à qui je dois rendre des sous. Quelque part en ville, je ne vais pas le faire attendre des heures. Je ne voudrais pas qu'il soit déçu, ça ne serait pas gentil. Si je me mets pas au boulot d'avance, je ne lui mettrai jamais de la vie. Ça c'est garanti, je ne bosse pas dans un bureau par chance. J'ai la flemme, mais c'est une maladie.
Ne compte pas sur nous. Faut qu'on remplisse ou un pas du temps et c'est fou. T'es dégoûté, tu fais une drôle de tête. Nous on va jamais en vacances, on est des fous. Ne compte pas sur nous. Faut qu'on remplisse ou un pas du temps et c'est fou. T'es dégoûté, tu fais une drôle de tête. C'est parce que t'es laissé, continue là où tu t'arrêtes.
On travaille, on travaille, on travaille, on travaille. On travaille, on travaille, on travaille, on travaille. On travaille, gagne en assurance. On bataille, tue la concurrence. Toujours plus, je veux toujours plus allonge. Donne-moi tout, j'ai tout planifié, bien détaillé, pour que rien ne puisse m'échapper. Mon business plante une justesse claire. N'use mon temps, il coûte trop cher. Je compte bien faire fortune un jour. C'est pour ça que je job, pour ça que je me colle. Un réveil le matin, c'est déjà lundi. Le week-end est fini, on est reparti pour une semaine entière. Sans petit-déj copieux, une rose pour deux, une vie heureuse.
Mm-hmm. pas ce que t'es, laissé continuer là où tu t'arrêtes.
Ne compte pas sur nous pour qu'on remplisse ton emploi du temps et c'est tout. T'es dégoûté, tu fais une drôle de tête. Nous on part jamais en vacances, on est des fous. Ne compte pas sur nous pour qu'on remplisse ton emploi du temps et c'est tout. T'es dégoûté, tu fais une drôle de tête. C'est parce que t'es laissé continuer là où tu t'arrêtes.
Les productions Nuit d'Afrique présentent les Silidors de la musique du monde édition 2009. Tous les artistes catégorie musique du monde sont invités à s'inscrire au concours des Silidors. Pour plus d'informations, composez le 514-499-9239 ou visitez notre site web www.festivalnuitdafrique.com.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, and this is the Onomatopoeia Show, working out the kinks, one week at a time. Anyways, the interview is totally a caput, forget it, it's not going to happen. I feel really bad because, you know, I did all the work and now you can't hear it, but whatever, it happens, that's life. You were listening to TTC earlier, and actually that is from a CD collection that I got recently called You Don't Know. It's a Ninja Tune compilation, and I've gotten into some really awesome music through that, so I highly recommend it. And of course, you know, anything Ninja Tune puts out is pretty amazing anyways. But we're just going to go straight into the news. I know it's kind of early, but usually at around 3:30, 3:20, I start talking about the current things that are happening around the city that are comic book related. And right now, actually, you guys should be pretty ecstatic, even though there's lots of snow out there. Right now, there's a comic book convention. Go, go, go. It's the Montreal Comic Con. It's happening at Place des Arts, that big building with all the pretty stained glass windows. And I don't know who the guests are, but I always recommend going because you can get amazing cheap comics there. Lots of people are selling things that you can't find anywhere else and hard to find stuff. And I always go to get romance comics, but I haven't been like in 2 years. So it's a very good comic convention. I highly recommend it because there's so much stuff and there's something for everyone. And he always has really good guests. And yeah, so that's at Place des Arts right now as we speak. It's going to be over at 6, the Montreal Comic Con. Last week, I went to Expozine, and this is a fantastic show. Like, they don't have anything like this in Vancouver. Well, something close, but not like to this scale. They usually, the show is usually at the basement of a church that's on Saint Laurent and Saint Joseph. I don't know the name of the church, sorry, but I just know it's that church in the basement that's right by where the bubbles are, where they put the musicians in the bubbles at Christmas time. I love Montreal. There's so many cool things happening. But so Expozine, it was a lot of fun. There was so much stuff. It's like for books sellers and like printmakers and people who make cute stuffed animals and poster makers, like just everybody and anybody in comics and artists and, you know, poets and everybody. There were cookbooks. There were all sorts of crazy things there. And I totally recommend it every year, Expozine. It's awesome. And so I introduced myself to a bunch of people, handed out some flyers, and I got one interview that I'm going to play next week. The week after next week. And I made a lot of contacts. So there's going to be tons of interviews coming up with a lot of the people that were at Expozine. One of them being Rick Trembles. Another one is this girl called Love Christina, who did this amazing picture of gum and why there's sucky gum and good gum. And it's all cute and colored. And I hung it in my bathroom. It looks really nice. And so, yeah, Expozine. Good times, good times. Also, there's a new movie out coming. This actually came out this Friday. It's Punisher Warzone. I don't know if I'm going to go see this. I'm actually pretty curious, but I've not seen any of the other Punisher movies. But, you know, in this day and age, I think it's interestingly relevant. Plus, Garth Ennis has been writing a lot of the Punisher comics, like the main Max title. So I'd be really curious to see if they took one of his ideas and utilized it, because a lot of the stuff that Garth Ennis is writing for Punisher is really hardcore. And, well, obviously it's on the Marvel Max line, but I'm quite enjoying Garth Ennis's Punisher. So hopefully they do take one of his story ideas. Because I kind of think they did that with the Elektra movie, because Greg Rucka did this amazing story about Elektra meeting a young girl who has awesome powers and then kind of taking her under her wing after she's assassinated her father. And it's similar. The movie is kind of similar. Anyways, we'll see what happens. So yeah, Punisher Warzone and theaters everywhere near you. Also, there's something happening this weekend. I guess this is the last night. Unfortunately, the show's on Sunday. maybe we can do better next time, but it's called the Cartoon Caravan, and it was on the 5th and 6th and 7th of this weekend, and it's all animation, French animation with English subtitles. And one of the things that blew my mind when I was reading about this is that they have a cartoon there from 1892. Like, I'm completely amazed by this. I didn't even realize cartoons were being made that early. I was under the impression that one of the first cartoons was Winsor McCay's cartoon that was like, I guess it was 1910. I'm not quite sure exactly. You know, I know a lot of stuff, but sometimes I don't get the facts exactly right. Please bear with me. So yeah, I mean, I was, maybe the French, you know, they're way more advanced and they had cartoons by 1892, which is pretty spectacular. So that's called Les Sommets du Cinéma d'Animation de Montréal. And that's going to be at the Cinémathèque Quebecois. And it's, yeah, I love that theater because they show amazing movies. Like, I've seen, my friend did this, brought in this Korean movie that I saw there, and they did an exhibit with Guy Delisle's art. He does, he did the comic Pyongyang, which is about living in a North Korea. So the Cinémathèque Quebecois is just really supportive of comic stuff and cartoons, so highly recommend that. Also, coming up December 18, 19, 20, and the 21st, this is probably what I'm going to end up doing on my birthday, is the Cobra Christmas Carol. Yeah! Cobra. It's on at 8 o'clock at the main line, which is on 3997 Saint Laurent, and it's only $15. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very curious to see what Cobra Commander has to say about Christmas and being miserly. I don't know. I'm just curious because, you know, is it going to be about the Christmas Carol with G.I. Joe characters, or is it just going to be something completely different with the G.I. Joe characters? Who knows? But either way, I'm pretty sure it'll be good, because how can you fail? It's Cobra and Christmas together. Fun times. So we're probably going to go to some more music. I know I promised that I would talk about the next show, but I really need to fill in some time. So we will talk about the next show after some music. Sorry. But the next show is going to be really good. I promise. Anyways, this group is called The Heavy. They are from England. They came here in the summer, and of course, I totally missed the bandwagon. I got into these guys again from that You Don't Know Ninja Tune comp, and I just love these guys. I've been listening to their album nonstop. They're sort of like this, they're kind of like James Brown. It's a total, you know, soul revival, but they're really, you know, bombastic and in your face, heavy trumpets. I really love that kind of stuff. And this song is pretty silly, and it's a lot different from most of the tracks on the album. So this is called Girl. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Robin. We're talking about comic books. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, blowing your mind one comic at a time.
Girl, I see you walking past my home. I see you talking on your phone. I always see you on your own. And I don't know why, cause you're fit, girl. I've got these pictures in my head about the two of us laid on a bed somewhere in Greece, and you're so wet. Fuck it, now I said it. Girl, must be the way you wear your jeans. What are they, blue cut or long and lean? Yeah, but whatever they are, they look fucking mean. They look mean as fuck. Oh, girl, I think you need to come round to my yard for some tea. Now I got herbal chamomile, or I got coffee. And if you burn, I got some weed. It's Northern Super Mix, you just gotta be really easy on it. Anyway, girl, you look like you could have some fun. And even better, you look like I could be the one. And I think you need to join me in my dream in the sun. You know what I mean? Cause it's fucking beautiful. Come on, girl. I may not be some superstar, I may have one too many scars, but I'll tell you now that I'm the boss. I'm the boss, believe me, old girl. Yeah, I'm begging, old girl. Yeah, I got to have you, my girl. Oh, you're the one, my girl. Oh, that's right. Yeah, oh, come on now. I tell you, you see this girl, a lot of
mercy. You just don't know, son. I'm telling you, you just don't know. It's just like, yeah. You see her, she's kind of good. I can see in a couple of years' time. I know we have a little boy, maybe call him Kai or something. And I don't know what, live the rest of our days out in the sun or something. But, you know, she is just heavy, believe me. Heavy enough. Oh, Lord, mercy. That's ill, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, girl.
This is A-Dubs, and when I'm not hosting Eclectricity, I'm listening to Go Funk Yourself every Tuesday from noon to 2 right here on CJLO.
And you're still listening to CJLO 1690 AM. It's the Onomatopoeia Show, blowing your mind one comic book at a time. And that was The Heavy from the album The Furious Five and The Grand Vengeance. Or is it The Grand Vengeance and The Furious Five? I don't know. I got everything saved on my ISB key or whatever those things are called. They're pretty amazing. Technology. Maybe I'll play that next week as a tribute to my failed interview. The track that Napoleon Dynamite's brother sings on Napoleon Dynamite about technology. I'm going to do that. Anyways, I'm your host, Robin, and we're going to be talking about next week's show, because next week's show is going to be so awesome. And if you love comics, you're going to love next week's show. It's about a comic called Beautiful Stories for Ugly Children. It's a very old comic, came out in 1989, and it continued on through the early 90s. And the great thing about it is it's totally genius, absolutely brilliant. It's my complete favorite. I've never picked a favorite in my life, and now I've finally picked a comic book favorite, because when I stopped doing my show in Vancouver, I swore to myself, okay, the first show that I do, like with a guest and everything, it's going to be these guys, the guys that do Beautiful Stories for Ugly Children, because I think this is the best comic around. And so here you go. Here's my show. So next week, it's going to be Dave Lupre from Beautiful Stories from Ugly Children. And like, these comics are genius. Each one is a standalone issue, so you don't have to worry about continuity at all. You can just go to your local comic book store, and if they have back issues, just grab one and see if you like it. They're totally random ideas about just regular life, but they're told so humorously, and the lines that Dave writes are they're so genius. One of the stories I read the other day was about a woman who was so nasty and so mean. When she got sent to hell, she was mean and nasty in hell. She won awards for being mean and nasty, and Satan actually kind of liked her because she was good at what she did, being mean and nasty. And then to the point where she realized at the end of the story that she was having a really good time in hell, and this was kind of like heaven. So did she really go to hell if she was so happy? God, I laughed out loud for 20 minutes. And then last night I was reading one, issue number 10, and it was all about it's called Where Tarantulas Play, and it's about this man who was let go from the circus, and he decides to set up this like safari petting zoo, but nobody wants to touch the animals because they're all afraid. So he creates like these hands stuffed with foam to, you know, so people on sticks, so people can touch the animals without, you know, getting bit or scared. But then the animals become depressed because they're getting mauled all the time, and they don't know where these giant hands are going to be coming from. And so the man, it's like he decides to set all the animals free. And I don't want to give away the whole story because it's a really beautiful story, but suffice to say, I did end up crying at the end of the issue. I was sitting there on my bed sobbing because it's just so well told and so sweet, and they're so hopeful. And the other thing too is, you know, I really, reading Beautiful Stories for Ugly Children the first time, like eons ago, I had an epiphany because of one of the issues. I was like, oh my God, I never really thought of life like that. You know, you go through life and you're like, oh, life sucks. I hate this life. I can't wait to die. You know, it's so boring. It's so whatever. And then this comic, this issue was all about death. And there's an old man, and he's sitting on the porch, and he's waiting to die. He's tired of life. He's had enough. It's over. He's bored. He's done. Let's just come and take me, death. He sees death. He's happy. Finally, he's going. He can't wait. And death's just hanging around. So he's like, come on, death, take me. I'm ready. And death's like, want to see a card trick? And he's just like, no, I want to go. Take me. And he's just like, what's the name of your fish? And what ends up happening is this man realizes eventually that death's not there to take him. Death's just kind of on vacation, and he needs someone to hang out with. And he thought that this man looked like he needed a friend and had some good stories to tell. And in the it yeah it, it's oh, it was really it was beautiful, and it made me realize that, you know, if you want your life to change, you have to change it yourself. You can't just sit there and wait for it to come to you. And if you're tired of the way life is, then fix it, because death is not going to come and fix it, you know. So I just find beautiful stories for ugly children to be totally amazing, and everybody needs to go out there and find them. Or you can also look them up online, because they have some excellent cartoons that they've been animating about, you know, the beautiful stories for ugly children world. And yeah, just check it out. How can you miss beautiful stories for ugly children? Anyways, comics. I love comics. That's next week. After that, we're going to have this guy, Ed Brisson, who he's been doing comics off and on his own for 10 or 11 years now, even longer. But he currently, like within the past 3 years, has started his own publishing company out in Vancouver called New Reliable Press. And he's been getting some pretty big names involved, guys like Jeffrey Brown and Dave Cooper and lots of underground indie people, Hope Larson, Brian Lee O'Malley. He's got three anthologies called You Ain't No Dancer, and they're great. And the people that he chooses to publish under his imprint are really good too. Like, one of my favorite Vancouver illustrators is this guy, Jason Turner. And he did a series called True Loves, which was like a Vancouver romance comic. So I, you know, me being a big fan of romance comics and a big fan of Vancouver, and also a big fan of Jason, because he's, you know, he's a Winnipeg cartoonist who transplanted himself in Vancouver. And he just, I don't know, like, I see Winnipeg in his art so easily. Even when he's drawing Vancouver, I'm just like, there's something so prairie and expansive about Jason's art. So yeah, Ed Brisson has good taste, and we're going to talk to him. There will be an interview with him. That's in 3 weeks, 2 weeks, yeah. And then there's going to be lots of other stuff. Like, I wanted to interview local guy Pat McEwen. I want to do interviews with some of the people at Ubisoft. There's an amazing French comic book scene in the city that I totally want to mine and explore. I can't wait. Like, I'm so psyched. There's so many people involved in it that I just can't wait to talk to. There's, you know, amazing comic book stores in the city that totally deserve pointing out, and, you know, where I get my comics and stuff. There's also, there's so much going on. Like, there's Monster Racky. He has amazing art gallery shows that are usually revolving around comic books. There's the New Drawn and Quarterly Store, which is teaching classes about, you know, comics, as well as having amazing people, excellent people, show up and just talk about their work. Like, last week I saw the poster for it and I totally missed it, and I'm kind of depressed about it, but I'm gonna call the guy. I'm gonna get an interview. It's not over. But he did an exhibit with Drawn and Quarterly called Fairy Tales Are Gay. And the poster was amazing. It's like Snow White and Sleeping Beauty all tangled up with each other. And Snow White in bed. And Snow White's got like 7 tattoos of all the dwarfs on her legs and hearts. And Sleeping Beauty's like wearing Chuck Taylors. And yeah, so I'm very curious to check out that artist. So there's so much comic book stuff happening in the city that you can't deny it. You can't ignore it. And we're going to talk about it. Anyways, I'm going to play another track now. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is my mainstream track. I'm really sorry, Brian, but you said I could play one every show, and I'm gonna, just because I can. And unfortunately, Brian, you also hooked me up with Jackie, who's the host of Bridging the Gap on Tuesdays from 8 to 10, I believe. Yes, 8 to 10. And it's a very good punk rock show. If you like punk and you like cool girls, you got to listen to Jackie. Anyway, she's punk rock. You can't make her stop. And she always plays one song every show that is completely not the same as all the other music. So unfortunately, I'm taking a page from Jackie. You shouldn't have paired me up with her if you didn't want me to be punk rock. So I'm going to play some Gwen Stefani with Pharrell. The song is called Yummy. She's like probably the most mainstream I get. And so, you know, you're not going to be hearing a lot of mainstream stuff, but I'm sorry, I'm just a sucker for the Gwen Stefani. You're listening to 1690 AM and this CJLO.
I'm feeling yummy head to toe. You see me, ain't got no patience, so let's go. You see me, look, I'm diet drama. Wanna spend the night, don't bring pajamas. Man, there's so much heat beneath these clothes. You see me, walk in the place. They know my face. Encore, sophomore, only one solo, I swore. Big mouth, applause. Please, one more. Wanna hear it before, say nah. Let me check my itinerary. Alright, presto, skin tight. Escape, then I risk my life. For what, so I can watch them bite? Only one when you can find like this. I mean, blow your mind like this. Your key won't shine like this. If it's yours and you don't want one like this. I'm feeling yummy head to toe. You see me, ain't got no
drama. Wanna spend the night, don't bring pajamas. Men, there's so much heat beneath these clothes. You see me.
I know you've been waiting, but I've been up making babies. I'm like a chef making donuts and pastry.
It's time to make you sweat.
Sex and sugar is the flavor. Ovens and beaters and graters. Beats made of bongos and sugar.
It's time to make you sweat.
Walk in the place, they know my face. Billion airboys, ice cream dripping across the floor. Big house, garage, Bentleys, Ferrari. Wanna go before I say nah, let me check my itinerary. Alright, G4, G-Flight. Bed in the back so I have a G-night. Good night, hood right. Ain't no you can find like this. I mean blow your mind like this. Watch don't shine like this. If it's sticking then it don't tell time like this.
I'm feeling yummy head to toe. You see me, ain't got no patience, so let's go. You see me, look, I'm diadrama. Wanna spend the night, don't bring pajamas. Men, there's so much heat beneath these clothes. You see me.
I know you've been waiting, but I've been up making babies. And like a chef making donuts and pastry.
It's time to make you sweat.
Sex and sugar is the flavor. Ovens and beaters and graters. Beats made of bongos and sugar.
It's time to make you sweat.
Listen.
Now sweat, baby, get stupid, jump up, go crazy. Lamb in 3D, worldwide across your TV. P, you crazy, how'd you get this? This sounds like disco Tetris. Do I have time to connect this? Let me check my itinerary.
I came back for my spotlight.
For her spotlight.
I disappeared like Houdini.
We're Houdini.
If yours didn't come out right.
If it's
go
not
to
right.
Kinko's and Xerox me.
Pajamas. Men, there's so much heat beneath these clothes. You see me, I'm feeling yummy head to toe. You see me, ain't got no patience, so let's go. You see me, look, I'm diadrama. Wanna spend the night, don't bring pajamas. Men, there's so much heat beneath these clothes. You see me.
I know you've been waiting, but I've been up making babies. And like a chef making donuts and pastry.
It's time to make you sweat.
Sex and sugar is the flavor.
Yesterday, the same one as last week. Surrounded by your favorites, Elmo, Barbie, her purple baby blanket, and that little matchbox looks just like Dad's car. It's fast on the leather, pretends it's NASCAR. It jumps over Elmo, cause it can fly that far. With Daddy in the front seat, fronting like a rap star.
Hey girl, oh girl, Daddy's the greatest.
He knows knows the words to everything on the radio playlist. He fakes the accent, even makes all the faces. And when he raises his voice, it makes her feel like he's famous.
Yeah, Papa got his lean on a mean one.
Weaving down Lake Street, trying to get his scene on. Stopping the whip to say something out the window. Bobbing his head to the beat
on the radio.
Good daddy won't smoke no weed until the bass cradles her back to sleep. That he can stake his mac while she takes a nap to the sweet, pretty sounds of the gangster rap. The hi-hats are angels' voices. They keep her distracted from the strangers' voices. Escape is a paradox because the childhood is locked in that music box.
Daddies drive around, mommies work night shift. Sweet dreams, sleep little precious. Lay down in that music box. Escape in the sound of that music box. Daddies drive around, mommies work night shift. Sweet dreams, sleep little precious. Lay down in that music box. Escape in the sound of that music box.
Yeah, daddy knows people, he's important. The guy with the suit and tie they see at the court. And it seems like he ain't trying to talk to police. But at the car wash, they treat him like the star that she sees. They like Papa's big wheels. And the lollipop she gets makes her feel like a big deal. Not allowed to have it yet, gotta sit still. Like the toy that she knows is gonna come with the kids' meal. She loves drive-through food, health-conscious daddy buys her the juice. A little sip of soda builds the pride.
Go ahead, baby girl, don't spill those fries.
Nuh-uh, Papa can't roll a messy office. Compulsive in the way she laid them napkins all across the seat. Never puts her feet up on the upholstery. Just kicks them side to side to the beat
on the radio.
She sings along like dad does. She knows all the words, but she leaves out the bad ones. She always sings the word, cause it makes a daddy laugh. It's her magic trick. And when daddy picks mommy up, they fight. They fight about money, they fight about life. So she concentrates so, so hard on the music and loses herself inside of the bass and the movement.
Daddies drive around, mommies work night shift. Sweet dreams, sleep little precious. Lay down in that music box. Escape in the sound of that music box. Daddies drive around, mommies work night shift. Sweet dreams, sleep little precious. Lay down in that music box. Escape in the sound of that music box.
So let's talk about the future. Let's talk about what video means to this industry. And let's talk about how all of us, not one of us, how all of us are going to profit.
Horrible, waste of time, boring, self-indulgent. The best character in this film was the dog.
Such a ripoff. I want my 2 hours back.
Expose yourself to movie talk, news, reviews, rock and roll, rhythm and blues on The Naked Lunch, CJLO.
Every Friday at noon.
And you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is the Onomatopoeia Show, blowing your mind one comic book at a time. And what you just heard was Atmosphere from his new album, came out this year. The song was called In Her Music Box. I am very fond of that guy. I mean, I know he's such a girly rapper. I've gotten lots of flack for liking Mr. Slug. He always likes to sing about the ladies. But you know, who else does as good as he does? And he's so misogynist and he's so like anti himself, and I don't know, he cracks me up. He really cracks me up. And so three cheers for Slug. And Atmosphere and MERS is part of Atmosphere, blah blah blah. Anyways, also I played for you some Gwen Stefani with Pharrell, because I'm totally into Pharrell. It's so sad, I never thought I would be, but this, I just, everything, pretty much everything he does, I really like. He's got the wicked beats and I like what he raps about, and He's catchy. He's into chicks like Khalees, who I think is amazing. And he does stuff with Gwen Stefani, who I also adore. So it all works out. Anyways, the song was called Yummy. And when I first got that album, I was like, this song is so weird, but I really like it. And they never released it as a hit. I kind of thought they would, but, you know, she had other tracks on that album I guess they liked better. And we're going to go to some more music in a few minutes because I don't really have much more to say. The show is going to be about comics. It's going to be about cartoons. There's going to be music. There's going to be talks about fashion illustrators. There's going to be interviews. There's going to be themes. I've got themes planned about Todd McFarlane. I got themes planned about Japanese comics. I got themes planned about, do we ghettoize our female creators because they're girls and we accept their art even though it's kind of crappy? You know, that kind of stuff. It's going to be really interesting. There's going to be lots of exciting guests and cool things, you know, cool things like the Batman musical stories, which I discovered recently. And I got some radio Dick Tracy plays and it's going to be lots of fun. If you're into comic books, or even if you're not into comic books, but you're curious, this is the show for you. So, I don't know what else to tell you about. I was going to go straight to music. Oh, I had something in my head to tell you about. What was I going to tell? Oh, whatever. Who cares? Yeah, we can just go back to music. I picked from the CJLO music library some more songs that I like, because unfortunately I only had enough music for my hour-long show with the interview, of course. So I picked Chemistry Calisthenics by Blacklicious, who I totally adore. I think Blacklicious is awesome. And I was just listening to my Soul Side CD like a couple days ago, and I'm just like, man, Lyrics Born is the best. Gift the Gab is the best. DJ Shadow is the best. Like, all Lyrics, the best. Well, that's the band with Latif. True Speaker, the best. They're all amazing. They're all amazing. Soul Sides was a great idea. Three cheers for the guy who put that together. I don't know his name. I think he's a Chang, though. I'm not sure. DJ Zen. That's who it is. DJ Zen put Soul Sides crew together. So there's Blacklicious, Chemistry Calisthenics. Like, this dude, he just raps about all the chemistry properties that you need to know. And if I'd ever taken chemistry, boy, would that song have helped me a lot. And then we're going to close with the Sky Diggers. I know that's kind of weird, but the song is called Monday Morning. And I'm playing it because I always get this song in my head on Monday morning when I'm at school. And because I teach in a daycare and my kids are two, and it's really hard for two-year-olds to come into school in the morning after a whole weekend with their parents. So I'm always thinking, you got the Monday morning blues again. So that's what we're going to play, the Sky Diggers. Some good CanCon for you out there. And hopefully Alina didn't listen next week. There's a really good interview next week. It's going to sound super professional. I have 7 years of experience. I'm not lying to you. I know it sounds different, but it's okay. It'll be okay. And it's with the writer of Beautiful Stories for Ugly Children. So if you're bored tonight and you want to check some stuff out, you all have the internet at home, don't you? Check out Beautiful Stories for Ugly Children. It's so good. It's so good. It'll make you cry. It'll make you laugh your ass off. And then, you know, like, I actually started this game where I'm reading Beautiful Stories for Ugly Children, and I'm like, find the genius line. And so far I've got, like, in almost every story I've found the genius line, because he has such a way with words, this writer. I love his stuff so much. And Dan Sweetman is the illustrator, and he kind of has a sort of Ralph Steadman style, so... Anyways, comics. I can't stop talking about comics. We're going to go to some music now. Here is Blacklicious with Chemistry Calisthenics featuring Cut Chemist. CJLO 1690 AM.
Good. Can you say it faster?
I can do anything.
Here we go.
Neutron, proton, mass defect, lyrical oxidation, your irrelevant mass spectrograph, your electron volt, atomic energy erupting as I get all open on betatrons, gamma rays, thermal cracking, cyclotron, any and every mic you're on, transuranium, if y'all was uranium, molecule spontaneous combustion, pow! Law of definite proportion gain, ink weight, I'm every element around. Lead, gold, tin, iron, platinum, zinc. When I rap, you think iodine, nitrate, activate. Right, uranium, the only difference is I transmit sound. Balance with some balance, then you add a little talent in. Careful, careful with those ingredients. They can explode and blow up if you drop them and they hit the ground. Let it blow, yo, just let it go, get back. CaOH2, lime water, solution of calcium hydroxide. Slotted it, CaO lime will make bleach powder. Galvanic metal beats stomp out louder. Dry ice, CO square, refrigerant, NO2 makes you laugh. It's laughing gas used by a dentist. A muriatic acid,
blue. I'm like oil over toil, the king of chemicals, energy, heat, gas, weight, all your mass. Chemical change, ice point, melt all your raps. Atomic wave, broke shocks when you call, we land. Fillable gas, keep going, we're beyond beyond. Ammonia, with buzz and fill the ambiance. A diabetic process, ought to calm your ass. After I warm your ass, I give you sodium silicate, NO2S103, a water glass. Borax, flux, you're full of brimstone, sulfur. Boracic acid, hip hop preserver. CO2 could never put away the fire. Style aromas, it's scientific. The lyrical views would be connected to teach you chemical calisthenics. That all matter is composed of at least three fundamental particles, protons, electrons, neutrons. Proton is charged positive. By now you guessed, electrons are probably negatively charged. Neutrons don't follow either, neutral in the middle. Only no apologies, centered, unmoved by yin and yang ideologies. Neutron bomb songs, electron theory, cosmic musical radioactivity. Different points and joints within infinity. Oxygen and hydrogen alive within all types of energy. 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 Inside a world, inside a world, inside a universe. Universe inside of me existing, although I can't see it. Carbon nitrogen cycle ionization, heavier than electromotive metals that weigh over a ton. This has been a chemist black delicious creation. Clean out your desk, put your papers away, cause class is almost done.
All aboard for the night train.
This is chemistry plus calisthenics. I'm calcium plus potassium, magnesium, newspaper of sodium, sulfate, your solvent, chloroform, remedy from the norm, glycerin, purest form, titanium, brain is blown away out when this nucleus out of water of vibration forming underneath of some leeches and teachers and leeches that equal to pieces of meteor, eager to be here and leave you can see. And I know what I'm going on, I'm thinking, I'm thinking, I'm shrinking, I'm growing, I'm thinking, I'm rolling, I'm cooking a potion.
Yeah! Go! Cool.